Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View From Here. Today's piece is a commentary. The opinions expressed are mine and mine alone. Two events in the past few weeks have caught my attention. Both of them involved space travel, and both featured American billionaires. Now, you should know that I am a proponent of space exploration. I think inquisitiveness and chutzpah are important components of our human makeup. Sure, those two qualities can and have gotten the species in a lot of trouble, but so does any human attribute. Take faith, for instance. Richard Branson, the first billionaire in space, was weightless for about 4 minutes, crossing the line where NASA says space begins, about 55 miles above the Earth. Jeff Bezos went a few miles higher than Branson and spent about a minute in space. He used the more generally accepted definition of space, the Kármán line, 62 miles above the planet. His whole space adventure took about 11 minutes. It took Magellan and his crew 3 years to sail around the planet. Rumor has it that the man who used to be president is furious that those other billionaires are getting 10 times the ink that he is. His people are going over all his options, ranging from a spaceport at Mar-a-Lago, funded by donations from his nutjob fan club, all the way to simply claiming that Donald has already been to space, way before the other guys, and much, much deeper than they went. My money is on the alternative history spin. But I'm getting ahead of myself here. Let's step back for a minute and take a look at a very short list of American billionaires. My reason for doing so will be apparent in a couple of minutes. Jeff Bezos is worth $179 billion. Bill Gates, $111 billion. Mark Zuckerberg, $85 billion. Elon Musk, $68 billion. Donald Trump, well, when the smoke clears after the disclosures and the indictments and the trials, we're going to learn that Trump isn't really a billionaire at all. But let's assume, for the purposes of my proposal, that he is a billionaire. Besides, I need him to sell the program. He's our poster boy. As of 2020, there are about 614 American billionaires. That's a lot of billionaires. A great many of these men and women pay little or nothing in taxes, but they do pay for their seats on a spaceship, which is currently going for about $28 million a ticket. Well, they sort of pay. The state of New Mexico funded Branson's space base, and who knows how many tax breaks Bezos gets to support his Amazon businesses. Anyway, here's the pitch. We have all these billionaires in America, and we have a barely breathing space program. I think there's a way to support underfunded exploration by using overfunded rich guys. I call it Billionaires in Space. It's a contest. American taxpayers will get to vote on which enormously vacuous billionaire they'd like to launch into the vast vacuum of space. We send the winners, and winners is in quotes here, we send them on a spacecraft of their choosing into the cosmos. They will launch in reverse order of the way they finish. The third place finisher goes first, second place goes next, and the top voter gets launched last. Kind of like Survivor. That way, the winner will be afforded more time to get his affairs together just in case something should go terribly wrong in space. It's dangerous up there. Here are the names on the ballot: Jeff Bezos, Bill Gates, Mark Zuckerberg, Elon Musk, and Donald Trump. You can vote for three, and there's space for write-ins. If there's significant interest, we'll do this again, next time with a bunch of new candidates. Now, I'm as sure as can be that when Trump is certified as the runaway winner, the man most Americans voted to be strapped into the nose of a rocket and aimed at Pluto, he will claim that there was a massive voter fraud. He actually lost in a landslide, but the loss was stolen from him. It will be the first time, and I suspect the last time, that he insists he was cheated out of a loss. Look for your ballot on social media, and please, please don't forget to vote. It may not be your civic duty, but it will be fun. This is your chance to put billionaires in space.